The Sandalwood Tree, a Novel by L. Newmark. Narrated by Justine Eyre. Copyright 2011 by L. Newmark, Inc. This unabridged audiobook is published by L. Newmark, care of William Morris Endeavor Entertainment, LLC, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. 1947. Our train hurtled past a gold-spangled woman in a mango sari, regal, even as she sat in the dirt, patting cow dung into discs for cooking fuel. A sweep of black hair obscured her face, and she did not look up as the passing train shook the ground under her bare feet. We barreled past one crumbling, sun-scorched village after another, and the farther we got from Delhi, the more animals we saw, trudging alongside the endless swarm of people. Arrogant camels, humpbacked cows, bullock-drawn carts, goats and monkeys, and suicidal dogs. The people walked slowly, balancing vessels on their heads and bundles on their backs, and I stared like a rude tourist, vaguely ashamed of my rubbernecking. They were just ordinary people, going about their lives, and I sure as hell wouldn't like someone staring at me at home in Chicago, as if I were some bizarre creature on exhibit. But I couldn't look away. The train stopped for a cow on the tracks, and a suppurating leper hobbled up to our window, holding out a fingerless hand. My husband, Martin, passed a coin out the window, while I distracted Billy with an impromptu rib tickle. I blocked his view of the leper with my back to the window, and smiled gamely as he pulled up his little knees and folded in on himself, giggling. "No fair," he gasped. "You didn't warn me." "Warn you?" I wiggled two fingers.